Yeah, as we mentioned, our next guest is Brad Miller, the assistant coach of GWS. Sorry you got caught up in that, Brad. We were supposed to go to you a little bit earlier, but we were just having our say on Cricket Australia. Welcome to the show, mate.
Good morning, boys. I was quite enjoying it.
What's your take on it then?
Yeah, I agree with Laurie. I think they made a strong stance, but I also agree that the hysteria was kind of out of line. I think it was just a bit over the top.
Interesting. Hey, great win last week. Congratulations on that. But it doesn't get any easier, does it, this big game against Port Adelaide? And I guess that's what you get when you come to this stage of the season and you're playing some of those top-ranked sides, Brad.
Yeah, that's right. We looked at our month starting 2 weeks ago against Hawthorn, and it was a pretty solid month. So we've come out of that with 2-1. So, it's a big game coming up to finish up that four-week block. So they're all tough from here. But, yeah, wins on the road are pretty hard to come by, especially in Adelaide.
Yeah, it's a great result, Brad, on Saturday night against Richmond, a two-point victory. What type of confidence does that give the team, knowing they came up against the best team in the competition? You're without some of your superstars, but you got the job done.
Yeah, no doubt. The boys went in there really primed for the big game. And, you come away with a win like that. You know, we were down at one point. You know, the game was really close. It was on the line. The guys had to really lift to get over the line. It does definitely breed confidence just in your system and what you're trying to do, and that we can match it with some of the better teams.
Yeah. I was interested to hear comments from your coach, Leon Cameron, talking about what cracking games the North v Sydney game was and your game versus Richmond. And there's been a lot of talk in the AFL about the state of the game, and I think they're looking at trialling starting positions in the NEAFL and all of that sort of thing. What's your take on that, Brad? And what's the response from GWS to sort of counter some of that crowding or whatever you'd like to call it?
Yeah, it's no doubt the game has evolved and changed, and you will see a lot of scrum footy, you know, sending extras up to the stoppage. But I think naturally the game evolves and it'll go through cycles. So whether rule changes are the right way to go to try and speed that up, maybe that's something they have to do because it's starting to, you know, lose interest or ratings, or that's out of my hands. But in terms of just looking at the game as a spectacle, I just know that it goes through cycles and it'll eventually find a way. There'll be a coach that'll come out with a new tactic that'll start to, you know, disperse the numbers because they start scoring from what they're doing. So I think it will naturally evolve and take care of itself, but I understand the AFL's need to try and make a change in the short term.
Now, Brad, you've won five out of your last six, including a couple of away victories to Adelaide and West Coast. In that last 6 weeks, you've been ranked number one in the league for, like, pressure acts with tackling and pressure around the footy. Is that the blueprint going forward now for GWS?
Yeah, no doubt. We made that call going into the Adelaide game. We just knew we had to get our tackling right, and it's funny what comes on the back of that. We started scoring more with Jeremy going out and obviously missing Kobe Green, our two better goal kickers. We were concerned and trying to plan around how we were going to kick a winning score, but based on the back of tackling, more opportunities present themselves. So there's no doubt they're interlinked. And us being able to hold that mantle over the last 5 or 6 week period is a feather in the boys' cap.
Yeah, Callum Ward's one of those players that gives everything for the team. The thing I like about him, he just inspires his teammates with his work rate, and he's just inspires them with his will to win.
Oh, he's an incredible player, mate, and around the club he's a fantastic leader. He leads by example. He's not one that's over the top with his voice or demands effort or anything like that. All he does is just through actions he inspires, like you said. And when the game's in the line, like it was on the weekend, he goes to get one of their best mutes and beats him and then just sets the tone around the contest, which it definitely rubs off on the boys that go out there and play with him.
Yeah, I know they've, you know, all different sports people love looking at other sports and recognising those people who are great athletes as well. And I think the numbers around Tom Scully and the work that he does too, Brad, are you continually amazed as part of the coaching staff about the numbers that he churns out for the team?
Oh, he's a freak. There's no other way to describe it. Now,
can you give us a specific examples around that? Like, you know, just about how much distance travelled, at what speed, et cetera?
Yeah. So they do a stat where it's metres per minute that the GPS records. And I think he holds the top five records in the AFL for both distance and also the speed at which he covers that distance, which is around 18, 19 K a game. So the top five running performances in the AFL of all time all belong to Tom Scully.
Wow.
So that just puts it into some context. But doing a 3K time trial at the club, like, you're looking at, you know, a certain number of laps around the oval.
Yeah.
He nearly wins it by a lap and a half. And it's only over 3K. So he's a running machine. Nothing seems to tire him out. We can put the hardest session in front of him in pre-season and then add running at the end of it, and he just still looks at you with a smile at the end like, is that all you got?
Yeah, no, he's a tremendous player. Unfortunately, he's been out for a while, but is there any chance him being back this year?
Oh, he's still shooting for it. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. You know, he's starting to cut it pretty fine. But yeah, he's had a slight little hiccup with his ankle. There was a little bit of scar tissue that was pretty slow to move on. But no, he's still really hopeful that if we go through right through to the end, then he may play a part really late in the season.
Yeah, yeah, okay. You're missing some big names, but it was good to see Toby Green back on the paddock. And that goal that he kicked at a crucial moment on Saturday night was very important. And you need those experienced players and your best players to own a moment in a game in a contest as tight as that one.
Oh, there's no doubt. Yeah, he loves that moment. I coach him as the forward line coach, and you just look at him and you just know that when there's something on the line, there's you know, big stakes, he'll be the one to put his hand up and say, you know, give it to me.
Port Adelaide, no Paddy Ryder, which is a massive bonus too, but where do the threat comes at them? I guess the Adelaide Oval is as much as a threat as the players themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. No, they're still a quality unit. They've got some really good midfielders. Their clearance work is, you know, in the top three or four in the competition. So it will change without their ruckman, but Charlie Dixon comes up from the forward line as an aggressive, big Queenslander who's raw and, you know, makes a really good contest. So they'll still be really strong around the footy. And also, while Charlie's forward, he's a really big threat. And they've got some real nippy small half forwards that can do some damage, like Motlop and the Gray brothers, if Robbie gets up after his concussion last week. But they're some quickly customers in the forward half.
Yeah, they're coming off a loss to Freo last week, so they'll be looking for a quick start. You can't afford to let them get away from you early. You've got to be ready to go from the get-go.
Oh, especially over there, yeah, exactly. The crowd grows a leg if they get off to a good start. So now we'll be really focused on coming out and facing down the back of the tackling stuff that we spoke about before. If we can get the ball going our way and win the territory battle early, it normally shuts the crowd up. So and that'll go a long way to us starting well.
Good luck for this game. It's a big one, the final game of round 18 in the AFL. Good on you, Brad. Appreciate your time this morning.
No worries, fellas. Cheers.